Kwao. Thanks for being with us this morning. Hello to our friends listening on KTU Radio in Koforidua. Finance Minister Dr. Mohamed Amin Adam has revealed that the country's bilateral creditors have shared a draft MOU on final terms for restructuring Ghana's debts. The development could now pave the way for the IMF board to disburse some $360 million to Ghana in June. The finance minister gave details on this agreement at a press conference in Washington, D.C., USA.
As soon as we get the draft and we are fine with it, that will mean we have an agreement on the MOU. The IMF is not asking for a deal with the bilateral creditors, but an agreement on the wording of the MOU, and that will be sufficient for the IMF to go to the board, because that would have signaled the financing assurances that we need from the OCC members. The issue in relation to Eurobonds is also on course to do, and we are re-engaging our bondholders. We have actually started meetings with them here with the view to coming out with a working scenario that will be consistent with the IMF threshold. And then I have no doubt that we will move very fast to work on this so that we can put this debt restructuring behind us.
You had the finance minister, Dr. Mohamed Amin Adam, responding to a question posed by Joy Business during a press conference in Washington, D.C. In the U.S., well, the IMF has indicated that the economy, Ghana's economy, has witnessed its worst and is now set for full recovery. It follows concerns that the current recovery being experienced could be short-lived due to threats of budget overruns in an election year and rising crude oil prices. Well, we can hear from IMF Mission Chief for Ghana, Stefan Hode, who has been engaging journalists in Washington, D.C. He knows that this projection is based on some conditions.
I think if the program continues to be implemented the same way it has been implemented in the past, yes, Ghana will have seen the worst. But fully restoring macroeconomic stability requires continued implementation of the program. There is no doubt about this. I think this has been the message across the board, you know, from Abebe Selassie, from the managing director when she was in Accra a few weeks ago. The program needs to continue to be implemented to make sure that those gains are entrenched and further gains are being realized over the next few years. We are hopeful that the progress that we are seeing now will continue going forward, but because those very strong outcomes that we have seen them because the central bank has maintained a tight monetary stance, because the government has adjusted its fiscal position. So that's all of that is very important. The reforms also that have been implemented, they need to be pursued.
Stefan Rode, the IMF Mission Chief to Ghana. Now, Fitch Solutions is forecasting an end-year cedi to dollar rate of 12 cedis 25 pesos. It says the Ghana cedi will recoup some of its recent losses in the months ahead. In its sub-Saharan Africa currency roundup, it said the cedi will strengthen as the government makes progress regarding the restructuring of its commercial debt. Here's more in this report.
The local currency has depreciated by 11% against the US dollar so far this year, positioning it among the worst performing currencies globally. Indeed, the cedi has been on a rapid depreciatory trend since February 2024, caused by investor concerns over Ghana's progress of restructuring its commercial debt, as well as the sustained strength of the US dollar. Moreover, Ghana's international reserves remain low, covering just 2.7 months of imports in February, which restricts the Bank of Ghana's capacity to effectively intervene in the foreign exchange market.
Moving on to other news, the Canada-Ghana Chamber of Commerce says its members are being affected by the exchange rate volatility and the need for an urgent move to address the challenge. According to the Chamber's new president, Linda Vasnani, there is a need for a partnership from banks to push businesses. She spoke to Joy Business at the annual general meeting of the Chamber.
There are a few pressing issues. The first one is the exchange rate. We all know that the exchange rate has really affected businesses, and it's affected the price of things in general. And so the exchange rate is one thing. The other thing that has really affected us is that it would be good to get more support from the banks. Okay, a lot of the banks in Ghana, they don't do project financing.
Linda Vasnani, the president of the Ghana Canada Chamber of Commerce. Let's take you to the currency market this morning. The dollar going for 13 cedis 75 pesos. That's on the retail market. The pound, 16 cedis 83 pesos. The euro going for 14 cedis 43 pesos. Interest rates on the 91-day and 364-day bills went down on the yield curve as the government recorded a marginal undersubscription of treasury bills. That's according to auction results by the Bank of Ghana. Here's more in this Business Desk report.
Whilst the yield on the 91-day bill fell by 20 basis points to 25.64%, that of the 364-day bill declined to 28.49%. However, the 182-day bill went up by 25 basis points to 28.14%. Analysts are hoping that the yield will drop further once the government receives the Fed tranche of the bailout cash of $360 million from the International Monetary Fund. Meanwhile, the government secured 3.341 billion Ghana cedis from the auction of the treasury bills. This was slightly lower than the targeted amount of 3.372 billion Ghana cedis. The majority of the bids came from the 91-day bill. 2.356 billion Ghana cedis were tendered and all were accepted. For the 182-day bill, 818.32 million Ghana cedis was received and the uptake was the same. 166.24 million Ghana cedis was also obtained from the sale of the 364-day bill.
You are listening to the Joy Business Report. Energy strategist Dr. Yusuf Sulemana has implored the government to create a congenial environment for players in the upstream sector in order for them to invest profitably in the industry to boost oil production. Fitch Solutions predicts that Ghana's oil production will rebound this year with an anticipated increase of 5%, mainly driven by Talo Oil's extensive drilling campaign at Jubilee and TEN. Speaking to Joy Business, Dr. Sulemana also urged government to do more in the downstream sector to minimize the impact of geopolitical tensions on consumers.
I always believe that where the hydrocarbons come to stay, it will stay with us for the foreseeable future, regardless of, you know, the upset in renewables. If you look at the amount of investment that is actually going into oil and gas now, it's massive. Because renewable, they had opportunities somewhere 2021, 2022 after COVID, and the kind of trillions of dollars that were poured into, unfortunately, it didn't pay back that the way, you know, investors wanted it. A lot of them began diversifying back to oil and gas. So yes, I don't think our players, and this goes to Talu and then ENI, they don't have any excuse not to invest.
You heard energy strategist Dr. Yusuf Sulemana. Now, as part of Star Assurance Limited's corporate social responsibility and 39th anniversary celebration, the company has extended its support to the Kaneshi Lorry Station here in Accra. According to Chief Financial Officer Justice Frank Ofer, the company is bent on engaging drivers to ensure road safety and reduce accidents. He spoke to Joy Business at the Star Clean Day event organized by the company.
We are engaging with our stakeholders and then trying to share our 39 years success with them. And this is something we've been doing every year. So we have come to the Kaneshi Lorry Park here because we have a lot of cars plying various routes. So we have come to engage with them, to engage in cleanup. Cleanup is good because we need to ensure that we have healthy lives before we can even undertake our various business ventures. So we came to help them do cleanup. Beyond that, we need to sustain the cleanup. So we are leaving with them some dustbins so they can sustain the clean environment that they are living in here.
Justice Frank Ofer, Chief Financial Officer of Star Assurance Limited. It's a Monday morning. Let's bring you some stock market news. MTN Ghana is expected to witness an increase in its share price this week following huge demand by investors. Let's hear from Grace Munayin of Data Bank Research on how your investments will fare this week.
At the close of trading session last week, the stock market registered 6 price movers of 4 gainers and 2 laggards. The gainers were Access Bank, GCB Bank, Gwell PLC and MTN Ghana. Conversely, New Gold and Carbank rights issue declined. Supported by the gains, the Ghana Stock Exchange Composite Index advanced 1.82% weekly to a year-to-date gain of 11.95%. Aggregate turnover totaled 30.